Wednesday, Poshaski say it's a sheer hey.
We gave it out on Marama Clemens on Sunday. Pass this down. Single one. Need one also? I did it in high definition. Sure, you need one? Time you get a broken one. Anyone else? I have one more left. Anyone else need a Miri? Anyone need a Miri? Chaim, you get a full one.
Which Miri? The steer one?
It's from Sunday. Yeah, it's in the middle of the Miri, the steer one.
What? Not you.
What?
Not the one you.
No.
Where is it? Kidding. Just making sure. Not, that doesn't say golden. No, it doesn't say golden. Is there actually a mirror? Is there?
A Chaim has a mirror.
I get this whole.
How do you spell your last one? Is that it? Another J.
Yeah, Boisai, this is a very dramatic sugya, very dynamic sugya, and there's a lot to do. Does anyone need a pen? There's a Shema Siyata Dishmaya. We're going to try. This is going to take a lot of amelos. I've been working very hard. I'm trying to clarify the sugya, and there's really a lot here. There's a Shema Siyata Dishmaya. We're going to do our best. Na'aseh v'natzliach. Amen. Okay. Zok de heilige gemore. Zok de heilige gemore. Mino hani mili. From where do you know this? From where do we know this from? I'm assuming what the Gemara wants to know is from where do we know what? Shluchim mitzvahs pater. Zok the Gemara, the Tanur Rabbanon, b'shivtecha b'meisecha, prat le'oisek b'mitzvah, u'belechtecha baderech, prat le'chosin. Mikan omru, hakoin, this is a b'sula poter, v'salmon nechayiv. It's interesting, mikan omru. Over here we're seeing people are poter, I don't know why, mikan omru, hakoin, this is a b'sula poter, v'chosin, mikan omru. Kanamu, every Isaac, yeah, but Mikan Amru, the credit is the Bsula Potter. Interesting. Somehow, Mikan Amru, the Spalt? What's the Mikan Amru? Prat Lechosin. Mikan Amru, credit is the Bsula Potter. Why is Kanis, where do we see Kanis is the Bsula's Potter? From Isaac B'mitzvah or from Chosin? Chosin. Because that's a Chosin. So, Mikan Amru, so what's Mikan Amru? That's what it said. Mikan Amru? I'm not sure what. Not sure. Mikan Omer that Amon is Chayiv. Where do we see Amon is Chayiv from over here? Oh, so Mesha'aron is saying Pshat in the Gemara. Listen to this. Pele, Pile Ploim. He's saying the Gemara means Mikan Omer that Amon is Chayiv. Where do I see Amon is Chayiv from over here? Okay. Does that have, just, what's the Mikan Omer? What are we coming to do? I don't know. Leave it alone. Let's leave it alone. Right.
Wherever the Gemara said that din. And now the Gemara is saying, oh, this din you learn from here too.
It's interesting because it's Prat L'cha, it's almost mefurish there. Yeah, it's just interesting. Zok Drashi. B'shivtuch v'esecha prat lo isik b'mitzvah. She'enu chayiv b'kriyas shma. Ulkama mefurish, my mashma. says Rashi. What we're learning out over here is the pasuk says when do you say Kriya Shema b'shivtecho b'veisecho v'lechtecho b'aderech? Only shivtecho b'veisecho is chayiv. Oisik b'mitzvah is not chayiv. You're sitting in your house, you're chayiv. Oisik b'mitzvah, you're not chayiv. Rashi says, I don't see where you see anything from that. What do you see from those words? L'kaman mefarsh, my mashmo. The Gemara will tell you later on where you see it, but right now I don't see anything. But we're learning from here, you're not chayiv in Kriya Shema. Why are you not chayiv in Kriya Shema? If you're because it must be Oisik b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah, v'lechtecho b'derech prat l'chosen. This is a huge Rashi right now. Zok Rashi, v'af al gav dehainami b'mitzvah tarid. Even though this is also tarid in a mitzvah, so what does Rashi mean to bavorin? You're tarid in a mitzvah, therefore what? And then Oisik b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah, therefore what? You shouldn't need a second pasuk. Why is that nichla on the first pasuk? Asks Rashi. Hainami mitzvah torid. It's shichelahu trei kroy. I still need two pasukim. Dehave dei have kosiv chad. If I would only written one, kivon dechosin lav behedya ksiv. Being that it doesn't say chosin, what does behedya mean? Explicitly. Have Amino loy patera kosev. Other than that, that he's not included in the tour of the pasuk. Ela toyrech va'oise malecha b'malechas mitzvah b'yadayim. Or mahalech l'mitzvah. Or he's going with his yadayim. Or what's mahalech mitzvah? Not his yadayim. His raglayim. He's either his mechas oiz b'yadayim or mahalach l'mitzvah b'raglayim. Avol chosin shu yoyishiv u'bato ve'in oisig ala tor mechshev es b'ilo loy pata ha'kosuv. Hilkoch mikro yiseiro ashminon de pata mikriyashma de torid b'maleches b'machshev es b'ilo. A boy said to Zayin Klor, anyone that says any other pshat in Rashi, I think is saying sheker. To Zayin Klor, why is Chosin Potter from Kriya Shema? Why is Chosin Potter from Kriya Shema? Because of Isaac B'mitzvah Potter Mena Mitzvah. It's another form of Isaac B'mitzvah called Potter Mena Mitzvah. It's a broader form of Isaac Mitzvah. If it would have only said Isaac B'mitzvah Potter Mena Mitzvah, because it doesn't say Chosin what? Behedya, it doesn't say it explicitly. I'd say maybe that's not included in Oisik b'mitzvah patur mitzvah. Comes the other pasuk to tell you it is included in Oisik b'mitzvah patur mitzvah. I would have thought Oisik b'mitzvah patur mitzvah is only if you're using your hands, using your legs, not if you're using your mind. Kamash Malan, even if he's just Oisik b'machsheves b'ila, he's also Oisik b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah. And this is all basically one big limud. It's a limud that Oisik b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah. And that's all.
Yeah, if this is also Oisik b'mitzvah, and it's not, there has to be something different, otherwise why is Kamash Malan?
So the Gemara is going to get into that. We'll have to see what the Gemara is going to say. Why is Kenesis a Bula Chai? The Gemara asked that question. See the Gemara's Teretz. Gemara asked that question. See the Gemara's Teretz. Good. We'll have to see the Gemara. The Gemara is obviously asked that question. If you're telling me, but if that's the case, so then Bula should also be. It's also a mitzvah. We'll see the Gemara. But Lechura, this is Pshat and Rashi. Okay. And I want to show it to you, Dachsuch, kind of, from the next Rashi. Says Rashi, my mashma, Rashi says, what does my mashma mean? Where do we see in these psukim anything? From these psukim we see that, I hear the psukim and I hear what you're trying to learn, but where do we see it in the pasuk? Says Rashi, my mashma, Mehani kroy prat lemitzvah. How do I see mehani kroy? What does mehani kroy mean? These psukim. So what's Rashi saying? These psukim are both saying the same thing. I want to know, how do I see mehani kroy prat lemitzvah? Rashi is grouping the psukim together. It's really only all one thing. It's just, if I would have had one pasuk, I would have said the smaller chiddush. Now that I have two psukim, I'm saying also the bigger chiddush. What is the added chiddush, the added dimension of chasen? Because he's not right now oisem malachas mitzvah biyadayim or. No, that's what extra pasuk is coming to tell you. That's why I have a second pasuk. We'll see in the second pasuk. Says the as follows. What does it say in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, "Shluchei mitzvah p'tur min hasukkah." Says Rashi, "Afilu shas chaniyosan." Afilu b'shas chaniyosan. Even when he's sitting there doing what? Nothing. Still, we say, "Oisik b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah." So, right now he's not. Why is it? Says Rashi and Daf Chavav. Why is it? Shluchei mitzvah, pater b'mitzvah, bayom u'balayla. Because Rashi and Chavav says, "Mishum detridim v'doyagim b'machsheves ha-mitzvah." Because they're thinking about the mitzvah. And right now they're not walking, but they still have the mitzvah on their brain. So the Chayra, Rashi says, Shnuchei mitzvah is a case of machshava tirda de mitzvah. B'shas chaniyasim, right?
Only
b'shas chaniyasim. So what's b'shat over here? Let's just get clear. If I ask you a question, what is the makar of the Mishnah, according to Rashi? Of Shas Chaniyosam. That you're pater, what's the makar? Chasam. Enochanami! If you would only have the pasuk that says, the first pasuk which says, Shivtecha beveisecha prat lo yisik b'mitzvah, would you be pater Shas Chaniyosam? No! But now that I have a pasuk of Chasam, so Chasam is telling me that I'm going to be pater even with Shas Chaniyosam. That you're potter when you're walking. Where do I know that from? I know that from Shivtecha Beisach Oisik B'mitzvah. That you're potter, Shas Chaniyosam. I know from Belech Chavadeh, Prat L'Chasen. And this whole thing is telling me the din of Shluchei Mitzvah. L'Chayra. Okay. I think we'll stop right here for now. I think we're going to do it right now. Rabbeisai, Dach Sochmir, the Meiri argues on Rashi. And this is a major machlekes, of major importance. We gave out the Meiri on Sunday, those of you that don't have it still, so we have it here again. It's the Meiri in the middle, which is why I gave it out, because I knew we were going to get back to this Meiri. Af le'inyun kriyashma amru. And heretzu, my friends, because Dach Soch, it's edel. It's edel, but I think that it is a major machlokes. It's going to change a lot. Af liyin kriyashma amru, isik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. That's the pasuk. That's not only af. It's not only af kriyashma. That's the makar. It's kriyashma. V'achosin patur bo. So isik b'mitzvah is patur. V'achosin patur bo. Now let's read these words carefully. Ve'loy mishum isik b'mitzvah. It is not because of isik b'mitzvah. V'loy mishum oisik b'mitzvah. She'im kein, loy hutzrucho lahavio l'chosin mipasuk b'fnei atzmoy. The chosin doesn't need his own pasuk. Ritzon olam lechnu b'derech, prat l'chosin. Sha'arei oisik b'mitzvah. If you're telling me he's oisik b'mitzvah, it should be potter house to oisik b'mitzvah. Who bavorns this question also? Rashi. Rashi says, what do you need two psukim for? So Rashi said, because I'm talking about that he's only Shas Chaniyosam, he's only sitting here right now, he's not actually oisik in the mitzvah. The Meiri says, no. If he's oisik in the mitzvah, I don't need two psukim. Keep going. Shehoylech lichnois. Oisik adayin be mitzvah k'nisa. Kvar yotzloim eshiv tuchob beisecha. Kishar oisik be mitzvah. Elazu shel chosan beloy Iker mitzvahu. We're not holding by Iker mitzvah. Kegoin shekvar konas. He already did the knisa. The mitzvah is finished. shekvar kunis v'nasis ikur mitzvosoi. Sheilu hoylech lichnois oy oisik achshav v'mitzvahs knisa hayapotter midin oisik v'mitzvah. And that's not what's going on. This is not oisik v'mitzvah. V'av palmona kein. Then it would also be true by almona. That was Dovi's question. Holoy nemar bechosun shepotter ella mishum tirda. Ella mishum tirda. Rabbi said, we're going to stop here for a moment. I ask you, is the ptur of chosun aus oisek b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah? No. No. Not only that, I'm going to say, no shaychus. I'm going to backtrack from that a little. No shaychus. It's a ptur al tirda. Tirda, neto. Tirda is the ptur. It's a new type of ptur. I might even think this is only a ptur by shema. Why is it a ptur by shema? Maybe. You need special kavana by shema. You're tired, you can't have kavana. Maybe it's a. This is a din in tirda. Again. It's not oisik b'mitzvah. This is not the pshat of Rashi. Rashi said chosan is an extension of oisik b'mitzvah. It's not the full blown oisik b'mitzvah because I'm not oisik b'yadayim or b'raglayim, but it's because of oisik b'mitzvah. And these two psukim go together according to Rashi. According to the Miri, do the psukim go together? No, one is a pasuk of ptur of Isaac ben mitzvah. The other one is a ptur of tirda. Okay, I didn't fit. We're getting there. No. This is. Shh. Rashi is saying that it's the ptur's house. Rashi says, being that it's not written behedya, I would have thought that maybe this is not included in Oisik B'mitzvah. Kumash, well, it is included in Oisik B'mitzvah. And these are all Oisik B'mitzvah dinim. According to Rashi, this is all one big Oisik B'mitzvah. It's Oisik B'mitzvah B'yadayim, Oisik B'mitzvah B'raglayim, Oisik B'mitzvah B'machshava. It's also Oisik B'mitzvah. According to him, there's no shaychus. He makes a big point of saying this person is not Oisik B'mitzvah. Forget about Oisik B'mitzvah. Hold on. I'll get there, okay? He says, Loi Mishum Oisik B'mitzvah. He already was Mekayim the Mitzvah. He's not a Dain Oisik B'mitzvah. Kvar Konas V'Nas Iker Mitzvah Soi. He says, not about the Mitzvah. This is Al Statirda. And then he continues. Everybody say, it's Edel, but it's critical. And he says, V'loi kol tirda b'chlal. Not every tirda is included in this. She'ilu tavas finosa bayam vaday chayif. It's for sure chayif. Ela tirda she'yesh boy srach mitzvah. Srach mitzvah. Rabbi, say, what does the word srach mitzvah mean?
Only a little part of it.
What does it mean, srach mitzvah?
It's like a shadow of the mitzvah.
It's like a flavor of the mitzvah. It's like a little aroma of a mitzvah. Srach. What? I think it literally means an aroma, I think. I'm not sure. Srach mitzvah.
Is the echas of the mitzvah?
I think it's really like it's like it has like a little bit of the fumes of the mitzvah, leftover of the mitzvah. Srach mitzvah. What does that mean? I was busy getting married. I'm married already. But now I'm finishing off the marriage with... Now he's being Isaac b'bias mitzvah. It's not really the mitzvah. He did the mitzvah already. It's like the byproduct of the mitzvah. There's a little like fumes left of the mitzvah. It's not Isaac b'mitzvah.
It's not Isaac b'mitzvah.
It's just a srach mitzvah. That is the type of tirda that you need. Tirda sheyesh boy srach mitzvah.
It's not another mitzvah.
It's not a mitzvah. According to the Miri, it's not a mitzvah. Rashi might hold it's a mitzvah. Rashi might hold it is a mitzvah. But the Miri makes no mention of the mitzvah of bia. Rashi says the mitzvah is the mitzvah of bia. Machsheves bi'ila. The mitzvah is the mitzvah of bia. I'm being Isaac in bia, according to Rashi.
The Miri says not talking about mitzvah bia. We're talking about the mitzvah of kenisa.
So what is he
tired? He's tired in the bia, but it's not really a mitzvah. In a chalam, it's not a mitzvah because the vort is not the mitzvah. The vort is the tirda. I have a tirda. Elamai. We'll see the Gemara. We're gonna have to see the Gemara. I don't know. We'll have to see whether Gemara maybe will give us some gedarm or not. But according to the Miri, it's like this. The vort is tirda. Vas for a tirda, snach mitzvah, dika tirda. Aber tirda is the point. According to Rashi, the vort is mitzvah. What type of mitzvah? Biyadayim, biyadayim. Even a tirda, even a mitzvah, it's just with machshavas also. But it's all mitzvah. We're going to see, I think, I'm going to try to bring it out in a small way, l'shitasa. Maybe it's going to get big, l'shitasa. We're going to get to the Gemara. You ready? I think it's the Machlokes Rashi and the Miri. And I think that the Ritva is going to be a third shita. We'll have to get to that, Beis Hashem, hopefully tomorrow. We'll see if we can get to it today, but we'll see. Let's do the next line in the Gemara, my friends. So the Gemara, my mashma. My mashma. Amar Rav Huna kiderech ma derech rishus af kol rishus lafuke hai debe mitzvah asik. How's it mashma? From the word derech. Ma derech rishus af kol rishus lafuke hai debe mitzvah asik. Frak the Gemara. Mi loig askina nikazel dvar mitzvah v'kam rachman the likri. Maybe we're also talking about, it says derech, doesn't say what he's going to, he's going. So derech could in theory also include a person going to a mitzvah. Mi lo askinan nikazel dvar mitzvah v'kam rachman the likri. So the Gemara, okay. Im kein lema kura b'sheves u'beleches. May b'shiv techo u'belech techo. Beleches didoch hu de mechayves. Ha beleches de mitzvah petiris. It has to be, you're doing your thing. But if it's a meleches, a leches dim mitzvah, you're pater. Yach, if you'll koinis is a almona nami, koinis is a almona also. Says the Gemara, koinis is a besula torrid. Koinis is almona loy torrid. You're right. Koinis almona also is doing a mitzvah. It's also a meleches mitzvah. But an almona doesn't have tirda. Says the Gemara, v'chol hecha de torrid hachanami de pater? Elamiyata tovas finasa bayam de tarid hachanami de potter. You mean to say anytime you're part, you're tarid de potter? What about tovas finasa bayam? Hachanami de potter. Vechitem hachanami. If you want to say maybe taka tovas finasa yom is potter from Kriyashma. Va'omer arba'ava barzavda amar rab aval chayv kol mitzvos mitzvot Torah chutz min hatefillin shenem pe'er. Aval is chayv in all the mitzvos, including Kriyashma. Why is an aval chayv in Kriyashma? Is an aval tarid? Yes.
Yeah, but it's tarid.
Okay, but he's tarid. Is he any different? Is he less tarid than Tavas Vinasai? And still he's chayiv. So what does it mean if Avil's chayiv, then what? Tavas Vinasai is also chayiv. So why is he chayiv? You just told me tarid is putter. Obviously, I want to stop here for a second. The Gemara is suggesting that Tavas Vinasai Bayam is putter. Correct? Correct? David, we're going to explode right now. I'm going to explode. The Gemara is suggesting Tavas Vinasa Bayam is Pater. Yes. Some is Tavas Vinasa Bayam, he's Pater from Kriyashma, yes? The Gemara says maybe you're Pater. Maybe. What's the Ptur? He's Isaac B'mitzvah. He's Isaac B'mitzvah. What type of mitzvah is he doing? Is he Isaac B'mitzvah?
No.
So why should it be Pater? Where did you get a Ptur from? It's not Isaac B'mitzvah. Why should it be Pater from Kriyashma? What should be the Ptur? Is he Isaac B'mitzvah?
No, but he won't have
the. So the Gemara said the Ptur is Isaac B'mitzvah.
It's not because it's mitzvah, it's because it's tirda. Gemara says maybe also this case will be.
So the Gemara is clearly saying for at least a moment, that we're entertaining that there's a Ptur that is not because of mitzvah, correct or incorrect. The Gemara is saying right now there's a Ptur on the table that's not because of mitzvah. As a Havamina, we're entertaining. Right? And the Gemara says, if that's the case, then Tavas Vinasa should be butter. You're not, you're right, he's not doing a mitzvah, but who said anything about mitzvah? Who said anything about mitzvah? who's saying about mitzvah, right? So the Gemara at this moment is entertaining that. So I want to remind you, when the Gemara says Torid, what are we thinking when we said Torid? That now we are detaching from mitzvah. Forget about mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is just an example of someone being Torid. But what happens if you're Torid in something else? Maybe you should be Potter. So right now, at this stage of the Gemara, mitzvahs are irrelevant. Correct or incorrect? Mati?
Correct.
Let's read Rashi. And Rashi is a problem. Rashi says, Ki derech, hoylech bederech schoira. He's going to go schoira. What does schoira mean? Of a business. So that's what derech, that's a reshus. Can't you include also the mikra derech mitzvah im rashus? Haderech stomach siv, umashmanami derech mitzvah, the kamerachmana chayv likros. Maybe it's also including also that one. Im kain, the bederech mitzvah namika, I look to rachmana beleches bederech. Okay, so you're telling me it's because of mitzvah? So what about almana? So the Gemara, no, almana's not Torah. Now when the Gemara says almana's not Torah, what is the Gemara thinking right now? Again, just repeating. Again, what are we thinking right now? It's all about Torah. Nothing to do with mitzvah. V'araya almana is a mitzvah, and you're not Potter. Why not? Not Torah. So it's all about Torah right now. Let's read Rashi. It's all about Torah. Torah. Liboy Torah v'machsheves bi'ila. U'mistavra kipatre kramishum tir dapatre. V'eino yochol lasik b'shneyem ke'echad. What does that mean? What does that mean? Eini yochel lasik b'shnehem ke'echad. What's shnehem?
Can't do
both of them. What does both of them mean? Both?
Mitzvahs.
This is not about mitzvahs.
No, yeah.
Says Rashi, koinis almana loy tarid. Koinis almana is not tarid. V'yochel lekayim es shtehem. What's shtehem?
That's
both mitzvahs. But we're not talking about mitzvahs. We've got mitzvahs is out the door. It's not about mitzvahs. It's about Torah. Amon is like Torah. So never give me a kaim. The mitzvah. There's no two mitzvahs. We don't care about the other mitzvah. It's not about mitzvahs. It's about if you're Torah, then you put, then you putter. You're not putter.
To Rashi, you have to fulfill both.
So
about
Krishna.
But
what's
Pshat in the
Gemara?
You have
Machshava
for another mitzvah, whatever that mitzvah is.
But the Gemara brings Tavas Vinasa Bayam.
I understand, but.
So what's Pshat? What's Tavas Vinasa Bayam? That's not a mitzvah.
You're Machshava of a different mitzvah, whatever that
is. It's not. Tavas Vinasa Bayam is not a Machshava of a different mitzvah.
I don't think it's
Machshava.
It's
both them.
What does it mean?
What are two different things?
I don't have to be Mekayim. Tavas Yonas Obeyam. I don't have to be Mekayim.
Claimus
Amon Aloy Torid, V'yochel Lekayim Eshneim. What's Shneim? What do you mean, Yochel Lekayim Eshneim? There's no discussion about that. You can be Mekayim Kriyashma. Period. We're not talking about anything else. There's nothing else on the table. It's not about the mitzvahs. Would you say to me, it's Tavas Vinas Obiyam, you're Chayim Krishma because you can Mekayim Shneim. It's nothing with Mekayim Shneim. Shneim is irrelevant. There's no Shneim. There's one thing. There's just the mitzvah. By Tavas Vinas Obiyam, there's no Shneim. Don't talk to me about Shneim.
You have to do the both, though, because you're on the boat.
But it's not a discussion. Don't talk to me about I have to do the boat. That's not the discussion. The discussion is, if I'm Torah, can I be Mekayim my mitzvah? Can I not be Mekayim my mitzvah? Don't tell me. I can be Mekayim the Torah. There's nothing to be Mekayim. Correct. That's all we're talking about. Can I do Krishma? If it's a discussion of Isaac mitzvah, Torah mitzvah, okay, can I juggle both of them? But it's not juggling. Thomas Yonas Obiyam. What's the Shaila? Can I be Mekayim Shneim? Talk like a man. Shvet V'alamdin. It's whether I can Mekayim my mitzvah Shema or not. That's it. Hold on, Rabbi Yisrael. Let's see the next Rashi, and I'm going to tell you what I think about this. And I think you're going to like it. Next Rashi says, Imishum Tirda. Hay de Porach. Mashmele de Tirdosoi Potrosoi. Rashi says, "Hi, the parach. This person that's asking this question. Mashmalet yedosoi patrosoi. What does Rashi mean to tell us?
He's answering for the other person. He doesn't agree. But...
Rashi's saying, I think, this person that's asking this question, or this question, didn't understand what we said. It didn't understand what we said. It was a misunderstanding. What did he say when he said Tirda? We said Almana is Tard. Did he mean that it's about Tirda? No. No. For sure not, according to Rashi. Why? Because Rashi learns it's all about mitzvahs. So when I'm going to tell you pshat, Rashi's going to tell you what the pshat is. This person has the question, Haide Baruch, he missed it. He totally missed it. It was like way off. It was taka way off. Because it's nothing to do with Torah. But Haide Baruch, he misunderstood. But when Rashi's telling you pshat and what he said he was saying mitzvah. Because according to Rashi, it's all about the mitzvah. It can't be about the tear. There's no such thing. There's no such bria. It's one pasuk is mitzvah b'yatayim. The other pasuk is mitzvah b'machshava. But you're not going to go, you know, you all of a sudden start talking about tircha? It doesn't make any sense. It must be tear to the mitzvah. So you missed it. You didn't chap. It was a non-chap. So therefore, Rashi right away tells us, this is pshat. The guy was going to ask a question. This is totally like talking different language. So then we explain. Let me just get clear. According to the Meiri, the kasha is fest. The Gemara's kasha was fest. Because I'm saying, chosen is al stirda. Chosen is al stirda. If it's al stirda, so I don't get it. So Tavas Finasabiyam is also tarred. Taka! Fest the kasha! Great kasha! Beautiful kasha! The answer is that the tirda needs to have a tnai of srach mitzvah. Srach mitzvah. According to the Meiri, the kasha was great. I'm saying the din of chasen is not als oisik ben mitzvah. It's als tirda. And that's the way the Meiri sets it up. It's als tirda. Not every tirda. That's what Gemara says. Tirda. Tirda paters? Yeah. Tirda paters. Everybody say, what's with Tavas Yinasa? Good kasha. I like that kasha. The answer is, it's tirda sheish b'srach mitzvah. According to Rashi, it's like, no, I never said tirda patered. You made a mistake. I said, oisik b'mitzvah patered. Oh, but it has to be oisik b'mitzvah sheish l'tirda. I'll explain it to you, okay? You missed it. Because the tour is oisik b'mitzvah, according to Rashi.
The vata comes to Rashi, you need a sense of
tirda,
right?
And a chanami. That's what the Gemara is being mechadish. The Gemara says, almana is not tarred. So what's going to pat you? It's only if you're tarred in your mitzvah. But about it, but the Gemara thought, oh, it's tarred? No, it's not tarred. Oh, it's tarred? No, it's not tarred. If it's tarred, what's the mitzvah? Okay, fine, I'll explain it to you. You missed it. I said tarred. What I meant was obviously tarred built on Isaac B'mitzvah because the whole thing is about Isaac B'mitzvah. Mashenkin, according to the Meiri, it's tarred? Yes, it's tarred. It's tarred? Yes, it's tarred. I worry about tarred. So great kasha. I like that kasha. I'm going to give you a teretz. According to Rashi, it's not a teretz. It's the kasha is not shver. That's why right away he tells you the pshat, because it was not a good kasha.
According to Rashi,
According to Rashi, the Gemara's kasha was upgefrekt meikor. This is all about Isaac B'mitzvah. So you don't understand? I'll explain to you why you don't have a kasha. Mashain came, according to the Meiri, the kasha was a festa kasha. Spot on. Great kasha. What?
Why did the Gemara ask the kasha like the Meiri before when he said, you can't amr kren zaman as kaya?
Because the Gemara first has to figure out what the Makar is, before the Gemara does anything. The Gemara doesn't. The Gemara, all this is after, as the Gemara is.
The Gemara doesn't change the Makar, it just tells us, yeah, we shift the Kadavka from Shus.
The Gemara has to.
What changes?
I'll tell you what changes. The Gemara says, because we're learning it out from anything that's a mitzvah, the Gemara thought that because it says, Beleches mitzvah, says the Gemara, Ebezai, Kones Zaman Anami. So once you get from Kones Zaman, once you say that line, Beleches mitzvah, now the Gemara has to ask the question. But the first thing he wants to do is, I can't start attacking until I know where the Makar is from. Somehow if the Makar would tell me explicitly, then maybe I would, I'd be okay. But the Gemara's first thing, tell me where the Makar that Pesul is Pasul, is Pater from over there. If that's the Makar, then okay, then why don't I say the same thing also by Amana? It's also included in that Pasul. The Gemara, no, because the site is, it's Pater because of...
Is there a difference between Tarid v'machshavas mitzvah and Tarid v'mitzvah? It's the same thing.
Yeah, it seems like it's tarbi adayim, tarbi aglayim, tarbi machshavas mitzvah. It seems to be all considered to be a mitzvah. It seems to be all considered to be Oisik the Mitzvah. It seems like it.
According to Rashi, it has nothing to do with Mashiach. It has to do with Tard the Mitzvah. I mean, according to the Meiri, it's just Tard. According to Rashi, it's Tard the Mitzvah. It's nothing to do with Mashava.
And that's a form. It's another form Tard the Mitzvah.
It's still a bigger Chiddush. I'm saying Rashi, I think Rashi made that clear, no? That Mashava is a little bit different. It's a bigger Chiddush to us. It's definitely a bigger chiddush to us that machshav is pater.
That's what it says. The chiddush, that's the chiddush of the second. That's why we need chassan.
So it's a little bit different.
Avada. Yeah. That's the chiddush. It's included in. It's included in the umbrella.
According to Isaac the Mitzvah, according to the Meiri, that Shittur Isacha is Isaac the Mitzvah. What's the gather of that chassan? What is Isaac the Mitzvah? It's not tirda. Rashi says the site is tirda. So, according to the
Meiri, we have to see how this is going to affect their understanding of how Oisik Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah works. It's getting fascinating. But I want to bring in the third Shita. At the Shita Saritva, we have time, Baruch Hashem. The Shita Saritva is a third Pshat in the Gemara. And then afterwards, we're going to try to figure out how does this affect their Weltanschauung, the way they look at the world, how they look at Oisik Mitzvah and other Pturim. Zap the Ritva, gave it out today. Rabbi say, if you really work hard, there's so much here. There's so much to work through. You got it? Pirish. Lav kisha oisik b'nisuin, t'hayin oisik b'mitzvah. T'nafka mi b'shitucha. Starts off the ritva, and also says, chosin is not talking about oisik b'mitzvah. Same thing. Who said that? Rashi and the Meiri. Just we're going to chazer it again. Rashi said in Achnami that you need another pasuk because I'm not oisik mamish. I'm just machshava. The Meiri said another pasuk because it's talking about after you finish the mitzvah already, and it's only a srach mitzvah, but there's no real mitzvah anymore. Says the Ritva. Elaki itzrich kra lechasen. Shehoylech la'asois mitzvas nisuin. Oichoyzer. Hoylech la'asois mitzvas nisuin. Not included, according to the Ritva. Hoylech la'asois mitzvas nisuin. Oichoyzer. Mishum shehu torid machmas mitzvazu. So what is the Ritva saying? I think the Ritva is saying something which is going to be mamish beautiful for us. Lichtig in the sugya. Says the Ritva, there's two different types of oisek b'mitzvah. So someone who's oisek b'mitzvah, and then someone who's oisek machmas the mitzvah. What was the language we would use for that?
Hechsher mitzvah.
And we hacked this right when we started this man, you remember? Shluchay mitzvah, p'tur men ha-sukkah. Who said shluchay mitzvah, p'tur men ha-sukkah? Oisik b'mitzvah. That's only oisik mitzvah. Only shluchay mitzvah, meicha tesi. Zok the ritzvah. That's why we need to psuk him. You need to psuk him to tell me that gufa. To tell me that hechsher mitzvah, that hoylech la sois mitzvah is potter. According to Rashi, where do I know hoylech la sois mitzvah is potter from? From the first pasuk. Shaschaniyosam, I know that from the second pasuk. According to the Meiri, where do I know it from? I know from the second pasuk. According to the Ritva, I know from the second pasuk. The second pasuk is Gufa coming and tell me how you this mitzvah. And according to the Meiri, I know it from the first pasuk. There is so much here, my friends. Let's do it again. Why do I need two pasukim? According to the Ritva, he says simple, easy, shmeezy. It's perfect for our sugya. He says one is for actually being oisik in the mitzvah, and one of them is for hoylech la'asois mitzvah. Or one of them is for the mitzvah, the other one is for the hechsher mitzvah.
The reason why it's putter is because tirda.
That could be. It could be it's also asked to your dog. No, but what makes it into a mitzvah, Bechlal? Why am I doing a mitzvah? Let's get it clear. According to Rashi, both psukim are talking about Isaac b'mitzvah, patan mitzvah. Both psukim are Isaac mitzvah, patan mitzvah. It's just, I would think that it's not called I'm Isaac. It's not called Isaac. Why is it not Isaac? Machshava. According to the Ritva, both psukim are Isaac mitzvah, patan mitzvah. I just would have thought that's not mitzvah. I'm not doing mitzvah. That's the problem. Not because I'm not oisik. This is not a mitzvah. A mitzvah is that I'm actually doing a mitzvah. I'm only hoilich lasois mitzvah. Hoilich is biraglayim. What do you mean? I'm going. I'm doing. And a chalami oisik, but not be mitzvah. Again, Rabbi Yisai, klar. Yeah, Sukkos Chaim comes in here. Klar, Rabbi Yisai. According to Rashi, the habamin was you're not called oisik. Oisik is only biadayim, biraglayim. Machshav is not called oisik. Mitzvah. Not oisik. Both pesukim are isik, and the second pasuk is telling me, no, that's also called isik. According to the Ritva, both pesukim are telling isik mitzvah, patur mitzvah. The first pasuk tells me isik mitzvah. The second pasuk says, I might think, you're not called isik bin mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's isik nishkin mitzvah. You're going to do a mitzvah? That's a hechsher mitzvah. Now that's what we need to psukim for. And the Gemara says, if it's only, so then the Gemara is going to ask, if every hoylech to do a hechsher mitzvah is putter, so what about almana? Abi, you got to remember the almana chaylek. The Gemara says, okay, almana is also isik in hechsher mitzvah. Right. Well, okay, but there's no tirda, so you need hechsher mitzvah or hechsher mitzvah and tirda. We have to make a combination. We're going to have to pull them together. According to the Meiri, one pasuk is Isaac ben mitzvah, the other pasuk is something else. An anderazach. It's tirda. Not mishum mitzvah. Grada the Gemara says, what's for a tirda? Slach mitzvah. Slach mitzvah. Let's see. We'll bring it out. We're going to bring it out strong in the Ritva, in the next line of the Ritva. Next few lines. Says the Ritva. Higi azman kriyash mashu pater mishum de tard betir do de mitzvah. The Yashu l'kayim shneim yofeh. Ritva shit, you need Yashu l'kayim shneim. V'hainu piruka de barkinu besefer de shmaitzan. Ella, the mevar va'azel ha'chi amino ba'ella. We're going to leave this alone. This is important for later. Mishum de lavo kim ta'achrino. The Gemara is not being choizer. It's just coming to qualify. V'chi tema. Listen carefully. Kivon dechsiv ubelechto chobaderech sheniftar belechto lidvar mitzvah mimela shaminon kisho oisik b'mitzvah mamish v'kol shchein hu lama li b'shiftecha. Listen to this beautiful kasha of the Ritva. I have two psukim. One pasuk says oisik b'mitzvah mamish. The other one says oisik be. Right, halachas mitzvah. We call the hechsher mitzvah halachas mitzvah. If you tell me Isaac be halachas mitzvah is pater, so is Isaac be mitzvah pater? Obviously, kol shechein. So just tell me the pasuk of Isaac be halachas mitzvah. Just tell me that pasuk. That's his kasha. Just tell me that pasuk. Let's get clear. The Ritva is doing a beauty. Be sensitive to the psukim. B'shivtecha b'veisecha u'bilechtecha baderech. What do the words u'bilechtecha baderech mean? You're going. How's the Ritva going to learn that? Going to do a mitzvah. So if you just give me the pasuk b'lechtecha baderech, I'll know what it's talking about. How will I know? Because the pasuk says the words b'lechtecha baderech. That's how the Ritva asks this question. However, I think that Rashi would never have this kasha. Because the words lechtecha baderech say somewhere that it's talking about a chassan. Just means beleches didach. Okay, so if I only had one pasuk, what would I assume the pasuk's talking about? And you need a pasuk and leave an alzeh according to Rashi. I need two pasukim. Smaller chiddush, bigger chiddush. Rashi says if I only had one pasuk, it doesn't say chassan behedya. I would have thought chassan not included. I have a pasuk, second pasuk. It says that it's also chassan, the yitura. How? So according to Rashi, I would never even have this question. But the Ritva says, no, the second Chiddush is because of the words Lechticha Baderech. Okay, so I see it in the words. So just tell me the words. Lechticha Baderech. That's what he says. Let's read it again. Hold on a second. V'chitema. Kivan dechsiv u'belechticha baderech. Shenifter belechtoi lidvar mitzvah. Memele shamina kishayzik mitzvah mamish. V'kol shtenu. Lama li b'shiftecha. This kasha. It's clearly only the Ritva Lishitasoi. Rashi would never ask this question. And for sure the Miri would never ask this question. Why? No Shaykhis! It's apples and Louisiana. No Shaykhis! Apples in Iceland. Okay, I'll call upon him. Yeshleimer. The ilu loy kasav elu belechtucha belechud have mukminon la kishe ha mitzvah hi behalicha atzma. If we would just say one pasuk, I would want to do the smaller chiddush, but I can't do the smaller chiddush because it's belechtucha. Can I cram the smaller chiddush into belechtucha? Says the Meiri, yes, I'll make Belechtucha the smaller Chiddush. How? When the Halicha is, the Mitzvah is the Halicha Atzma. Shu Oisik v'mitzvah mamish. G'gon shu hoylech la'itzois ha'meis. La'achnosus kalo, oyle regel. Aval hoylech lidvar mitzvah, she'ein Halicha gufa shel mitzvah, lo'y mifter v'kriyash mavish ha'mitzvahs. I would have thought, I'm going to do the smaller Chiddush. What's the smaller Chiddush? He's going to Atzos HaMeis. What does he mean he's going to Atzos HaMeis? What does that mean? Now, hold on a second. What does he mean going to Atzos? He's going to bury it?
No.
He's going to escort it. What's the mitzvah? What does it mean? Hachnos is Kala? He's going to give money for the Kala? No. What does it mean? He's walking her out to the chuppah. What does Oyla Rego mean? He's walking up to... All these, the halicha is the mitzvah. So if I just have the pasuk, I would think that the pasuk is just saying ikar mitzvah. And oisik b'mitzvah is pater. Oisik b'hechsher mitzvah, maybe. So I need now two psukim. But now, hashta, says the Miri. Hold on. Hold your horses. Aval hashta dechsiv b'shivtecha le'oisik b'mitzvah miyutur melechtecha b'derech lo'yuch l'dvar mitzvah. Now I have two psukim. So what's the second pasuk telling me? It can't be telling me going to the mitzvah because I already know that from the first pasuk. It must be telling me going to the hechsher mitzvah.
What's the
halal
mean
of that? The Beleches didach, you're chayiv, but beleches de mitzvah, you're pater. What does that mean? What leches de mitzvah? Doesn't mean that the
belechtecha.
Listen carefully. You're only chayiv if you're going and you're walking. But if you're not, you're walking, you're pater. What walking will you be pater in?
Mitzvah.
Only if the walking is the mitzvah. No, the pasuk is clearly saying you're only chayiv if you're going and you're walking. But what are we patering? We're patering a halicha that's not your walking. Which? The etzem halicha is a mitzvah or the halicha to a mitzvah? If I only have one pasuk, I see only the etzem halicha because you have to think about that. Dovi, what do you say? Okay. Avoisai, this is the machloikas that we have here in the sugya. Three-way machloikas, how to learn the Gemara. I think that perhaps this will affect other things. Continue, Beis Hashem, Blineda tomorrow. Also, we have to see Toisvis tomorrow. There's also more of the Ritva, which is the other half of the Ritva, which I didn't give out, to understand how the rest of the Gemara and how does that fit with the rest of the Sugya, Beis Hashem, hopefully tomorrow. Someone has my pens? Got pens?
You need to answer according to the Amram now, Shas Chaim Yosef. You want to answer according to Rashi. According to Rashi, you saw the Machshavos. According to the
JT.
That's the ritual.
That's it.
I think I can do it.
With a playboard.
Plagiarism! Plagiarism!